3-year-old Jacob, or Jake, as Belle Sharman always called her son, clung to her hand as they left their tumble-down shack. The only thing in its favor was the fact that it was cheap, and away from the tenement slums and houses of ill repute closer to the dock area of San Francisco. Most of the people living in this shantytown were not criminals, only desperate, down-on-their-luck people like her. Before her husband, who was a bootmaker, had died 12 months ago, things had been only slightly better, although they were able to live in a room behind the shop he rented from Ebenezer DuPont. Mr. DuPont was a horrible runt of a man. Not only did he own a few tumble-down shops and houses where he charged exorbitant rents, he was also a pawnbroker and moneylender, as well as being her landlord. The interest he charged was so high, most people who borrowed from him struggled to ever pay it back. Men sometimes paid with their lives when they couldn't pay. As for the women, she shuddered at what he expected them to do.
"Ma, candy stick."
Jake interrupted her musings.
"I can't. Not this week. I have to pay the rent money to Mr. DuPont."
It broke her heart having to dash the hope in her son's voice. He had little enough in life to look forward to.
"I have to do something to get us out of this grinding poverty trap we're in," she thought desperately. "But what?"
It was Sunday, and she didn't have to work, so she could give Jake her whole attention. Mrs. Dwyer, who owned the cafe where she worked washing dishes and keeping the place clean, let her bring Jake to work with her. There was a price to be paid, of course. There was always a price to be paid for people like them. It cost half her paltry salary to bring him along each day, although they could take any leftover food, that couldn't be used the next day, home with them. While they were there, Mrs. O'Dwyer insisted Jake always have a serving of whatever mashed vegetables were on the menu. The woman also made sure Belle ate a substantial meal as well, so she couldn't really complain, as her boss was struggling to make ends meet herself.
"I don't want to see the mean man,"
Jake said.
"I know, sweetheart. I don't want to see him either, but we must. If you be good, we can go down to the river and watch the ducks."
She didn't have any bread to feed them today because they'd eaten all of what they had for breakfast. As she didn't work on the weekend because the cafe wasn't open, there were no leftovers. Every month, she had to pay her rent, and sometimes it was a struggle. She hated going to see DuPont in his shop, only there was no choice. At least it was in a public place, not far from a large church, and she purposefully came at the time when worshipers were leaving after morning service, so there would be plenty of people milling around. Safer for her that way. She dared not let the man come to the house because, unbeknownst to him, she sublet a room to two young women who worked the night shift, 7 days a week, at a nearby factory. DuPont would be despicable enough to charge her more if he ever found out about them. They walked past the church, and she stifled a sigh. There was nothing she would like more than to attend church. Although, with her clothes being so old and faded and no spare coins to put in the collection box, it would be too humiliating. Hopefully, God would forgive her. If her devoutly religious parents were still alive, they would be mortified to think their only living child had been reduced to such a pitiful state that she was too ashamed to go to Sunday worship.